Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me right now, straight out of Bellevue, Washington, they just celebrated their 49th year of existence fighting for your gun rights, defeating gun control, is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, that being Alan Gottlieb. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Great to be back with you.
Very nice to have you with me. This is an interesting time right now because in New Mexico, the governor thinks that I guess that she's been elected a monarch or something because she's decided to suspend the Constitution based on nothing, as far as I can tell. And I know this has happened so quick that you guys are probably getting ready to swarm on that one. Tell me your thoughts about this.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing to me on multiple levels. The first level, of course, is she said this is a health emergency. Because the violent crime rates in a couple of cities are so high in the state of New Mexico. However, what's so crazy about this is, one, obviously it isn't a public health thing. I mean, you know, you can't catch a disease, you know, from a gun. You can't get COVID from a gun. This whole thing is stupid. But more importantly than that is the fact that all the incidents of violence in New Mexico don't involve concealed carry or people licensed to carry firearms. When she goes and suspends your right to, you know, even though you're already licensed, so to speak, to carry a firearm, it doesn't make any sense because that's not what the problem's about to start with, and those aren't the people committing the violent acts. So, one, on a common sense level, this whole thing is really kind of stupid and shows just exactly how loony Democratic politicians are. The second part that really disturbs me a whole lot on this is when she goes back to the, you know, suspending the constitutional rights, knowing she's doing that, knowing she's going to be sued for it because she said she's going to be, and then comes out, well, but no right is absolute. Well, obviously, the right to carry a firearm is pretty absolute, assuming that, you know, you go through the state laws and you get a permit to carry, so to speak. Supreme Court has already ruled on that very heavily. So she's defying not just logic, she's defying the rule of law. To be candid about it, this is a governor who should be impeached.
So with this, it sort of looks like everybody that would actually be enforcing this has said, no, we're not going to do it. And she's trying to fall back on the state police to make this happen. The first time they arrest somebody, that's going to be, I mean, she's the one that rolled back the whole thing about qualified immunity in her state, right?
I believe that's correct as well.
Yeah.
You know, the thing here is that this is just a blatant attack on your right to, you know, own and use a firearm for self-protection. You know, if violent crime is high, all the more reason why people want to have a firearm for self-protection. And gun sales in New Mexico in recent, you know, months and years have really spiked like crazy because people want to be able to protect themselves. This whole thing is so crazy. I don't even know why she's doing it because it's not only flying in the face of reality, she's not going to win any friends with this. This whole thing is stupid. And she's exposing the Democratic Party for their outrageousness when it comes to Second Amendment rights.
Do you think that some of these other governors in the blue states are going to be looking at this to see how this, what the reaction is going to be? Because, I mean, she lost David Hogg. She's lost, Ryan Bussey has come out saying this is stupid. Ted Lieu came out and said this is stupid.
Well, I think, quite frankly, a lot of the, you know, gun prohibition lobbying people are not happy with this because it is so extreme that it's going to help set their agenda back. And they know that. So they have to come out and attack it to have any credibility at all. even with a lot of the you know, anti and extremists. So like when David Hogg comes out and tells us, you know, tells us he's crazy with this and he's violating the Constitution. I mean, he's trying to build some credibility for himself because if you just want to stand right next to her with this, you're going to look really kind of stupid.
Well, I, you know, when you're losing everybody and all these other people, but at the same time, she's probably done what a lot of people thought about doing. I mean, I'm surprised she beat Gavin Newsom to the punch, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, again, some of these Democratic politicians, even you know, the Democratic Party, which doesn't necessarily have, you know, pro-gun rights, they look at some of these things and they cringe because, you know, a good thing is she's suspending rights. Well, I just point this out. She's a very avid, you know, fan, so to speak, and a supporter of abortion rights. Well, would she say constitutional rights are not absolute when it comes to abortion? Of course not. Would she suspend your right to do so under a public health thing because maybe you know, a couple of women getting abortions aren't getting proper health care with it, so it's a health issue now, and so suspend their right to do it? Of course not. The woman is so inconsistently crazy that even her own constituency is cringing over this.
Well, I would think that with your specialized team of litigators that you have in place, that there's going to be some fireworks that come from this. She's going to be hit from a bunch of multiple sides. Who is it? I think NAGR has already come in with a lawsuit, but I mean, when you guys come in, whereas when you guys file a lawsuit, most of the time you win. I mean, and that's the problem with having the ire of the SAF come down on you.
Well, yes, that's true, but here's what all of our problems are and why we didn't file as quickly as NAGAR did, quite honestly. She's only put a limit on this for 30 days. By the time you get your day in court, 30 days are gone.
Right.
If she lifts this in 30 days, your case, everything is moot. And so you have a problem. She's doing this in a very clever way, so to speak, thinking that she can bypass to get out of the suits this way. And so we're trying to find a way to find some case law that shows we can go to court and get a ruling, basically, that doesn't necessarily 100% apply to what she just currently did, but to ban her from doing it in the future. And so we're trying to get a suit that's a little bit different in a way that it would prohibit her from ever doing this again, period. And that's a little more difficult to get done in federal court.
I would imagine.
So we're trying to be a little creative with this because, quite frankly, if she left it in place, the courts would definitely strike it down. The question is, how do we make sure she can let it expire and not do it again? And that's what we're looking for, that hook.
You know, the big problem that I see with these gun controllers is that they're sort of free to do whatever they want, and they don't really pay a consequence for it at all, do they?
Well, sometimes they do. The only way we can really get a consequence against the gun prohibitionists is to defeat them at the ballot box.
Right.
And, you know, we've got to spend our time, effort, and money doing that. And it's a little hard when you have people like Michael Bloomberg and George Soros with billions of dollars and they've dumped millions of dollars in every election cycle to push politicians who, you know, want to take away your Second Amendment rights. It makes our job a whole lot harder to be able to reach and turn out our people when they're basically buying the electorate.
Right. Well, I see that. I see where the problem could be and everything. I just sort of look at them and it sort of irritates me. But But we're coming up on the first break, and what we're going to do when we get back, I'm going to show you how efficient the Second Amendment Foundation is, because they are efficient. That's I like efficiency. If this was a military operation, SAF would be Rambo. They take their time and they spend their time on things where they're going to win, and then they go out and they prosecute it and hit it hard and pow, get something out of it, and that's always good. You can go to their website, saf.org. Join today. Become a member of the most efficient gun rights organization in the United States operating today. We'll be right back talking to Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, that being Alan Gottlieb. And you just went into Los Gatos in Santa Clara County, where they have another one of these everywhere's a sensitive area kind of thing going on as far as legal concealed carry. And you guys sort of stomped that one. Tell me about that.
Well, California as a whole has gotten really crazy trying to define the whole state as a sensitive place where you can't have your firearm. And so we've had a number of, you know, counties and places try to do this. And we've got a bunch of suits against a bunch of counties, you know, and as well as the state of California itself, some of their litigation, trying to do this, you know, on a statewide basis, going on right now. This is a county in California, city, you know, Santa Clara, that put it in place. And rather than going directly to court, we sent them a demand letter that, you know, if you don't, you know, get rid of this, we're going to quote unquote sue you. They realized they were going to lose. It was going to cost them a lot of money. And as a result, they suspended quote unquote enforcement of it, supposedly until the state passes a stronger one, which the state's working on right now and which you're probably going to be suing on very shortly as well as soon as it passes. So we backed down this county, just by sending them a letter. Now, this is something we do. We have this thing we call the Second Amendment Preemption Project, legal project, where we do this. And believe it or not, without going to court, the Second Amendment Foundation has removed over 600 anti-gun rights ordinances off the books nationwide on a city and county level, mostly under state preemption laws in most places, where, you know, the city and the county have passed laws stricter than what the state has as a state law, and they're not allowed to under the state constitutions or state statutes. And it's really great when we can knock laws out without even having to spend all the money to go to court. Some of these laws are kind of interesting, kind of funny. I mean, some cities and towns have had laws where you can't, quote unquote, even if you're licensed, you can't bring a gun to a cemetery. The people are really just absolutely crazy. And they go through all kinds of weird things because on a city and county level, they can have more ways to play with your rights, so to speak, than the state can on little minutia things. And so we've really got over 600 laws repealed just for threatening to sue. What happens in these cities and these counties, take a look at our track record in court. You know, I mean, 80% of the case law supporting Second Amendment rights in court has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and our attorneys. And they take a look at this and they realize, you know, we really are going to get sued. And not only are we going to lose, but quote unquote, it's going to cost us a lot of money. And we don't have that big a budget. You know, we're not the state of California. We're a small town. And as a result, you know, it could bankrupt us. So they repeal the ordinance. And so we've been very, very successful on that level. We don't get any press for that, but it's monumental when you get 600 laws off the books.
Well, without going to court. That's the significant thing right there. You did it without going to court. That's pretty impressive.
Which saves us a lot of money,
yeah.
You know, and time. So a lot of these victories, we have all these victories in these three-ring binder folders in the office, and I think there's like something like 6 to 8 of them that we have filled up with the victories we've had.
One day you should publish them in a book.
It's not that fun reading, quite frankly.
Well, but
it's quite an accomplishment.
You'd have to get somebody. You could get Lee Williams clean it up and make it fun to read or something. That would be fun. But the thing that, and this is the thing. This is why I think you guys are so efficient. The deterrent that you guys provide by showing up and getting involved in a case, it's a little bit like I saw with John Crump when he got caught up in the auto key card thing. They were very happy to go after him until he showed up with a lawyer. And then when a lawyer showed up, then they changed their tune. And when you guys show up with your track record, everybody seems to change their tune.
Yeah, well, not everybody. I mean, Governor Newsom in California doesn't.
Yeah.
However, we have had, though, you know, we've had some suits we have had to file in California that the Attorney General of the state has then had to backtrack on and, you know, and stop fighting against us on and basically roll over and play dead and let us have our victories because he knows he's going to lose and it costs him money and staff time. And so while we've had to go to court because the governor wants to, in fact, in one case, the governor had to go out and hire private attorneys to defend him because the state of California attorney general would not. And the Attorney General in California is not one of our friends to boot, but that's how off-base Governor Newsom in California can get sometimes.
Well, that's the problem with the left, though, isn't it, Alan? I mean, every time you look at the left and all of their little schemes have a habit of circling back behind them and biting them on the fourth point of contact, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. And in the gun area, you know, I figured as we had won the Bruin decision, you know, at the Supreme Court, that you'd get the anti-gun states, you know, the heavy blue states, to go pass anti-gun laws that were a little less, just a little less restrictive than what got struck down, so to speak,
right,
and try to see how far they could go. But they didn't do that. They went and they doubled down and passed laws that are more restrictive than what was struck down. Go figure that out. I mean, that just plays right into our hands and eventually gives us a better hand that we're dealt to be able to win against them. So, you know, and a lot of times it's really about, it's sort of like football. Who fumbles the ball is going to lose.
Right.
And I go back, like, one of my good examples is the Heller decision that knocked out the Washington handgun ban that you know, this went all the way to the Supreme Court. And, you know, the Court of Appeals and that ruled in our favor. And Washington, D.C. didn't have to appeal that to the Supreme Court. They could have just let that stick. They would have lost that law, but they would not set a national precedent for the whole country.
So they withdrew. I remember that.
Yeah, they didn't withdraw. They appealed.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But what happened is the gun prohibition lobby wanted them to withdraw and let it go, so it wouldn't affect any place else besides D.C. But no, they had to go to the Supreme Court. We couldn't appeal to the Supreme Court because we wanted the appeals court level. But they went and they appealed it, which allowed us to then go to the Supreme Court and get a national decision. So again, you know, when the other side fumbles the ball is when we usually score our touchdowns.
Well, the one thing that interests me about this, and we'll cover this a little bit more in the next little bit, is your very little seems to escape you guys. There's not too many things happening on the state and local level. You guys seem to have eyes everywhere on everything all at the same time. For those of you that would be interested in joining the Second Amendment Foundation, and I recommend you do. You can go to saf.org and click on the Join SAF button. That is going to take you down there. They have any level of membership you can. Just to join for the annual membership is $15, and that $15 is going to go. You can't imagine how jealously that's going to be guarded before it gets spent. They're not out there doing anything frivolous. All the things they do are actually based upon real life infringement of your rights. So wherever they show up, whenever they show up, it's a little bit sort of like the Calvary just got there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Garand is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump marked the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks by posting a video on his Truth Social platform.
Today, on the solemn anniversary of those monstrous attacks, we remember the 2,977 precious souls who were savagely taken from us on that morning 22 years ago.
Trump acknowledged that the events are permanently etched in our minds. Under a proposed regulation by the Biden administration, a new Department of Labor rule would make salaried workers eligible for overtime pay. Under the new rule, full-time employees would be compensated for any overtime worked if they were to make less than $55,068 annually. And a new survey reveals increasing concern among Americans regarding access to credit. They say it's due to stricter approval standards by banks. 60% of respondents believe it's more challenging. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load. I'm speaking with the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. And you guys have, you're doing things in individual places about the red flag laws, which I think are the biggest atrocities against rights that there are, the red flag law. But now you've decided to launch a very broad thing called Capture the Flag. Tell me about this.
Yeah, our Capture the Flag project, is a legal action project that we launched it, and with the announcement of our first suit under it, against the red flag law, in Maryland. And, one of the problems we've had with these red flag laws, in all honesty, is that our concern is due process. You know, a person who shouldn't have a gun because they're, a danger to themselves or others, we don't think should have a gun either. But the problem is you have to give a person due process because there's lots of abuses of these red flag laws. In most cases, the abuses get taken care of fairly quickly. Not quick enough for us, but quick enough for the courts to basically say, well, you sort of had some due process. It may not have been, great, but there were some, and the person got their guns, eventually got their guns back. And of course, when you go to court, it takes time to litigate this. And so by the time you go to litigate some of these things, the guns are being given back. But, a right delayed is a right denied. But we discovered that there are 6 states in the United States that have a standard of review to issue these red flag laws that by themselves stink under the Constitution. And those 6 states basically use a good cause rather than, a standard of review before they can issue a red flag law against somebody that says his proof that the person is a danger to themselves or others. And this good cause statutes with it in these 6 states make these deplorable. But you have to find the right plaintiffs to even challenge. And so the Capture the Flag project is an attempt to go help you know, gun owners in general, help us find the right plaintiffs, in particular to start out in six states where we can really undermine the whole concept of the red flag law. The first suit we filed, our lead plaintiff, is just an individual. It's just really great. We have had, I can't call it a zoning person, but a city bureaucrat that basically, you know, didn't like the fact that the height of his grass or things being stored on his property or the wall or fence he built so you couldn't see into his property for his own privacy. And he kept harassing him and harassing him and harassing him. And he even he was being harassed, he kept trying to comply with what this woman wanted him to do as a bureaucrat. And lo and behold, eventually, with neighbors there watching what was went on, she went a little bit crazy and did some things on his property, damaged his vehicle that, you know, she never should have been near to begin with. And then she went and got a red flag law, thing against him for him to have to turn his guns in because, quote unquote, he's dangerous and he might harm somebody, particularly me. Even though, in this case, everybody that was there, the guy was extremely polite, never threatened anybody, never brandished a firearm, didn't have a firearm on him, or anything. And so it made it where she was so abusive that before we ever got to file our complaint, what happened was is that the courts threw out the thing, gave him back his gun, said it was an abusive process, and now we're suing, showing that, the abusive process denied him his rights. And we're suing on his behalf for damages as well as, quote unquote, to get rid of the red flag law. And this is one that, quite honestly, she should be prosecuted for misusing. She actually lied on her affidavits to get the red flag law applied to the gentleman to begin with. And she's the one who should be prosecuted to start with. But, the county she's in isn't prosecuting her. And so we filed a civil case in court, which we hope will get him damages, will show how these laws really are abused and can be abused, and get the law off the books, hopefully.
Well, what was that guy? I believe his name was Willis. There was a guy in Maryland who had a red flag law that came down on him, and he got woke up at O Dark 30. I think he was my age. I think he's 62 years old. And he got into a gunfight with them, and they were like, no, you're not taking my guns. I haven't done another round of gun again. He got killed.
Yeah, and he got killed. Our plaintiff in this case was totally cooperative to the point that, he let them, take enough, have enough rope to hang themselves, so to speak.
Right.
And gave us a great plaintiff and a great case to go to court. So our Capture the Flag project is designed to help us find plaintiffs like this in cases like this, particularly in those six states where even if, quote unquote, the courts want to say that there's some due process, they're not going to even win on that because it's going to go back to the fact that the standard that they use to hand out these red flag, violations against people and take their rights away has no merit in the Constitution for, under other reasons as well. And so we're targeting particular six states. And guess what? The six states are really heavily blue states, obviously. And we're hoping that to undermine a lot of their gun control statutes because of it.
Well, the other thing about that is I know that California, they call theirs the gun violence restraining order. I call their particular brand of it the Minority Report. Talked about Maryland, where they've already had one guy killed. New Jersey, of course, if Murphy just copies whatever New York is doing, and Washington State, it wants to be, California Northwest. Right now is the best course of action in this particular phase of the way things are going. Is the best course of action if somebody does serve one of these on you in one of these states, the way your plaintiff is going, is that the best course of action to take?
Yeah, I think so. Comply with it and then sue for damages for your right, get your rights back, as well as, hold those responsible for violating your rights.
So when you are served a gun violence restraining order or an ERPO or whatever they want to call it, a red flag order, are you prohibited from owning guns at that point or just the ones they take from you at that moment?
No, you're prohibited from owning guns.
Yeah. Okay.
It's part of the problem. Now, in fairness, is, again, I said people who really are dangerous themselves and others, you know, we have no problem with that. But everybody should be afforded the proper due process, so that the government has to be able to prove that. And in 6 days, the standard of proving that, it's ridiculous to begin with. But one of the things that we see is, like, I'll use King County, Washington, Seattle area as my example. That's where almost every one of these orders has been, you know, enforced in the state of Washington. And in the state of Washington, almost in every case, when it gets to the judge basically then, you know, gives the guns back because the standard wasn't high enough to be able to get it to begin with.
Right.
In the few cases that the courts have kept the guns, they've kept them, you know, for a year, and then returned all of them, with the exception of like two cases. And in one case where they, in fact, gave the guns back when the state was arguing very heavily that you should not after the year, the person's family said, yes, you should have his guns back, and then the court gave them back. So the court, while law enforcement and the prosecutors intend to enforce these red flag laws very heavily, the courts in most jurisdictions, and the state with the most, that's given out the most red flag, you know, prohibition of gun ownership is in the state of Florida. Still, in almost every case, the guns get given back. The problem is that what the time frame and what they get given back, and the cost for the individual that has to go fight it to get their guns back. And that's where some of the due process violations come in. And if the laws were written in better ways that provided the proper due process, we wouldn't have a problem with it. But unfortunately, the gun prohibition lobby is trying to use this as a way to disarm as many people as possible. And that's where we have our concerns, our problems, and why I've got engaged in this. And I think the Capture the Flag project is probably the most sensible, smartest approach that anybody's come up with to challenge these laws.
Hang on for me, if you will. We will wrap this up because you guys got some things coming up here very shortly I want to talk about. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, this is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last time on the firing line, I'm talking to the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, and you guys just celebrated 49 years of doing this this past August.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 49 years already, you know, because we're going to have a giant celebration for year 50 starting next year.
Yeah.
But it's been quite an experience, and our list of accomplishments have been quite great. And when we look, it's going to pause to reflect back a little bit. And boy, I'll tell you, Bill, it's been quite a ride. And for me, it's been a great journey with an awful lot of personal satisfaction from what we've accomplished, what we've done. And it's made my life great defending gun rights and people's individual freedom. And I discovered that it's really about human people. It's not about a piece of paper, Bill of Rights written on it. It really affects people. And the best quick example is when we won the McDonald case, the U.S. Supreme Court, knocking out Chicago's handgun ban and incorporated the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, I was walking down the steps of the Supreme Court with Otis McDonald, who was our lead plaintiff. And Otis, you know, he's an African-American man who grew up in Mississippi. His mother, with her last dollars, gave him a few bucks and put him on a train to Chicago and said, go make your mama proud. And he was coming down the stairs, and he stopped and grabbed me, and he looked me in the eye, and he told me that story. And he said to me, you know, Alan, thanks to you and the Second Amendment Foundation, I made my mama proud, and I didn't have a dry eye. And it's just really about people. And it's been just really a great 49-year ride so far, and we're not done yet.
Well, I mean, of course it's about people, because what you do is you recognize the dereliction of government as it pertains to upholding somebody's rights on the individual basis. So it has to happen to somebody that's got to have the, you know, the guts to stand up and put it something out there to where you guys get involved in it, and you're like, okay, here we go. Recently, and it hasn't been that recent, but I think it's been since we spoke the last time, you have added Adam Crouch to your complement. And Adam is about as straight-shooting civil rights attorney as there is, isn't he?
Yeah, Adam is now the Second Amendment Foundation's executive director. And quite frankly, this is my heir apparent. And he's doing a really great job. You know, our workload has really increased this past year. And if we didn't have Adam on board, we wouldn't have been able to respond to all the things we needed to respond to. And he's just been wonderful. And he's really been great. And under him, I think the foundation is going to get bigger, stronger, and grow that much faster. And I'm really proud of him. And I'm glad to have him on our staff.
One last thing that we got to talk about because it's coming up. What is it? Today is September. Well, yeah, in 11 days, you have the 38th annual gun rights policy conference. That's become a thing. Yeah. That's where all the who's who shows up, isn't it? Except for me.
Yeah,
I've never gone because I've never been made keynote speaker, grand poobah, and MC. Those are my requirements. So.
We'll have to try and figure something out to get you there. it is the gun rights event of the year, September 22nd, 24th, Phoenix, Arizona, the Airport Marriott Hotel. The conference is free, no registration fee. The meals are free. The books and materials we give away are free. We're almost booked out, so if any of your listeners really want to come, and we'd love to have them, you go again, go to saf.org and register. For the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It also will be live streamed. Last year we had over 100,000 people that listened to it, participated on the internet by streaming it. But there's nothing like being there and having the networking and meeting the key players and the spokesmen for the gun rights groups. It's a marvelous, it's become an institution in its own, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and I can't wait. Our staff is working around the clock right now. We're in unbelievable GRPC mode. It's an amazing amount of work to put together for this conference, like 80 speakers, over 500 attendees. It's an amazing event.
What does Mossad Ayoub do for you? I mean, I've been reading Mossad Ayoub stuff since I was 13 years old, believe it or not. He used to write for Black Belt magazine, and when I was in the martial arts, I would read his stuff all the time.
He's been published in more magazines than you can count. Mossad's our president of the foundation right now, and so he's president of the board of directors. And there's a lot of speaking for us, a lot of public appearances. Mossad, of course, is not just the gun rights movement, but the whole firearms community is an institution on its own. And so we're really, really very proud to have him as our president. I mean, I can't even tell you the number of books he's written and published. As far as gun books go, he's probably sold more copies of books than anybody else.
Well, I mean, is he not the single most sought-out expert witness in various hearings across the country when it comes to armed self-defense?
Well, I can't say he's the most. I really don't know. But, boy, he's an expert witness.
He seems to show up everywhere.
Yes, he does, and has done it for a number of years. And if he's not the most prominent, he surely is very close to that top of that list. But, yes, he's an expert witness in self-defense cases all across the country.
One of these days, I'm going to have to get to one of these things. I mean, it falls. This time is falling on something when I've got another event going on, so I won't be able to go to this one without a doubt. But the GPRC seems to be the, as far as getting to get, it's just like Second Amendment Foundation. It's short, sweet, and very efficient. Is that by design, or is that just the way it worked out?
Well, it's probably by design. You have a limited amount of time. It's only a Friday evening, all day Saturday night, and half a day on Sunday. And so you can only cover so much, and you got to do move quickly with it. Especially when you're putting through 80 speakers, you're going through a significant number of topics. It goes really, really fast. People who attend, the biggest complaint is that they're on overload when they leave.
Well, I mean, here's the one thing I like about the Second Amendment Foundation. You have a lot of first of all, you're a media guy. You understand the power of media, and you understand the power of the media that is at your disposal that you can use to get the word out. And that probably has a lot to do with your success just because of who you, and when I say employ, I mean, I look at what I do as sort of a tool for information. It's, it's not like an instructive show or anything, but it's an outlet. And you have the biggins. You have some of the biggest players out there. A.W.R. Hawkins. How many times has he been writer of the year for Breitbart? I mean, his byline shows up how many times a day? I mean, he's just so prolific writing about the stuff. And then there's Mark Walters. Mark is, Armed American Radio, tackling a lot of stuff in a lot of ways. So, I mean, I kind of think you're probably the shrewdest Second Amendment advocate out there today.
Well, thank you for your kind words, but I'm only as effective as I am because of all the people that support us. and join as members and donors that give us that resources to be able to do this.
Right.
And the staff and all the people that work with us. We've helped create what I call the gun rights movement. So we don't care so much of who gets the credit for things as long as you're getting done. And that's why the Gun Rights Policy Conference works out so well, because it's a chance for all the activists and leaders of all the different groups to come together and share and participate in one place. It's the only time it gets done all year under one roof where the whole gun rights movement is together. So I get a lot of the credit for it, but a lot of the other people, you know, are who make it possible.
Yeah, but, you know, I think one thing to look at with this, I mean, if you look at any other organizations out there, invariably they break up. Something happens and they begin to fracture and they lose something. And they become less than they were. And you have managed to keep this group of people, this coalition of operators and activists together in a very cohesive way, to where that's one of the things that has to make you as effective as you are. Because when you do something, how many people are jumping up saying, let me write about that, let me talk about that, let's put it on the news? How many news, I mean, they bring you on TV and all this other stuff. That's all based on the fact that you are your consistency. That's a hard thing to find nowadays.
Well, again, thanks for your kind words, but a lot of it is we have so much going on, we provide a lot of content for all these writers,
right,
you know, and radio talk show hosts and, you know, and TV media. So it's like we're doing so much that it provides content, and a lot of people are looking for the content and the activism. And if you don't do it, you don't make the headlines. We make the headlines because we're out there doing things, but again, we couldn't be doing those if it weren't for the hundreds of thousands of people that support us. And the key activists is, you know, get engaged with us. One of the areas, like when we file our lawsuit.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to run out of time, so we're going to have to leave that at everybody that helps you out. Thank you very much for your time. I do really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. The Gun Rights Policy Conference is September 22nd. If you are interested, you better get interested quick, because they're just about booked out. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.